Greetings. Welcome to Manifest. I have a dear friend, Pastor Shane Warren, with me. We'll get to him in just a second. Several years ago, I went to a clinic to get some health issues settled, and I was able to be there with a number of people. One had a Christian background. The rest of them didn't have much of a background whatsoever. When they found out I was a minister, I said, ask me any question that you want to ask me. You know what question number one was? Where did the dinosaurs come from? Question one, number two was the age of the earth. And believe it or not, every one of them wanted to know one thing. Is there life on other planets or in other galaxies? And are UFOs military projects, or could they be real? Well, Perry Stone has never been afraid to tackle the weird subjects, whether it relates to the Bible or political things or patterns or, you know that. You get criticized for it, but when you get to be my age, which is 66, you don't give a rip. You start a ministry called I Don't Give a Rip Incorporated, and you just keep going on. Pastor Shane, thank you for being with me. And we're going to go back on part two to the meeting that you were in recently, just some time back. But I want to focus on what they showed you that you said actually was quite frightening. This was not AI, not AI generated. This was documented. These had been apparently in government files. Things are slowly being released now, but if they release what you saw, how would the American people maybe respond? A lot of them will be skeptical, of course, but how do you think people would respond if they saw what you saw? And I want you to share with the Manifest audience some of the things you saw, if that's possible.
Sure. Well, as I shared with you before, I haven't just been in one meeting. I've been in at least three to four meetings. Each meeting escalated, one built upon another. But in the course of this last meeting, I was shown documents, crafts, and even creatures.
Did they have pictures, video?
They had pictures of creatures. Some of them look like your typical, what you'd think, alien. What people call alien. Elongated creatures, longer than normal arms, larger than normal heads, slim-bodied kind of beings.
But now, allegedly, did they give you any information of, like, this was found at, or this was from this area, or this was from this part of the world? Was it more detailed, basically, or just basically the basics of it?
I'll answer that question by saying this, because if I answer it too specifically, it's going to cause some problems. I was told that there were various governments in the world working simultaneously, even together, on trying to figure out what this is, where it's from, and what to do about it. That governments were cooperating this. Now, again, these weren't government officials, but supposedly people who had rubbed shoulders or were in high-level knowledge, had access to knowledge.
Was there any, because I heard someone mention this, I can't remember who it was, they had like translucent bodies or
yes,
something?
Yes, they looked like translucent bodies.
Almost like a hologram, but solid three-dimensional, actual. You could touch them.
So I don't know if anybody's ever done this. I like watching strange shows anyway, but
we're not getting this from a strange show.
No,
just
we're
so
not.
You'll know.
Sometimes I'll get on a YouTube binge, but you know how you've watched, and again, these weren't Bigfoot-ish style beings, but you know how people will say there's a Bigfoot and supposedly it's kind of translucent. You can see the outline of yes. That was part of the stuff. What I want to make clear to everybody is that I've heard pastors say that, and some of the podcasters say, well, this isn't going to shock the church, that this isn't going to do anything to the church. Well, I would agree with that if they've said under any teaching from Perry Stone
solid
or
teaching,
Shane Warren
word.
Or Alan DiDio or Tony Merkel or anybody like that who has brought this stuff
rooted
to the forefront.
Rooted and grounded in the Word.
Yes, and studies the deeper things of Scripture and maybe even some of the mysteries, what you and I would call the mysteries
giants,
of the Scripture.
Fallen angels, that's part of the mysteries.
They won't be shaken.
Right.
But we've got to keep in mind, we have the most biblically illiterate. And I don't mean that demeaningly.
No.
I mean that literally.
It's
the most biblically illiterate generation in the history of the world.
Well, there's preachers that preach that don't even quote the scripture. They tell, which is okay if that's them.
Well, you and I came out of the same background.
That's right.
Right? And you know as well as I know, I went to school, and if I brought up these topics, now you were just a young evangelist in those days. I was a college student.
Yeah.
So I was bringing up these topics in college, and professors were saying, you know, those are things we don't need to get into. We don't have knowledge about that.
Right. Just leave it alone.
A lot of it's mysticism, it's Gnosticism,
things
of that nature. And at the same time, I was going to Perry Stone meetings because I needed to get stoned.
And that's what they used to say. Now they're going to say, me and you got drunk, okay?
Exactly. Just, Some of them are going to think I'm stoned after this program.
They made a joke out of going to a Perry Stone meeting, I was stoned.
Exactly. That's what we used to say.
That's right.
So I was going to these meetings because you and only a handful of people were even talking about this information.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't grow up in church. I grew up, I got saved when I was 12. I had a great pastor. We never talked about this.
Nobody did.
And so
I remember
when I started reading the Bible and started seeing, I had questions and nobody would answer those questions.
You're right.
So the great vast majority of the Christian population that I would consider nominal. I'm not saying they don't love Jesus. I'm just saying they don't study the depths of this right here.
They have a milk level.
Exactly. They have
there's a milk level, then there's meat level, which is the end. Even Paul talked about it, gripping your teeth into the depth of the Word.
Right. Yeah. And they are the ones that are going to be shaken by this information, mm-hmm. especially if they believe some of the spin. And again, the presenters in the meeting, in all of the meetings that I was in, but especially the last couple and especially the last one, the presenters of that meeting were concerned about one thing: get your churches ready for how this is going to be spun and what the Bible actually says on this,
mm-hmm.
so that all of a sudden they're not believing a lie that we were seeded by another, you know, an interstellar being or race of beings that came down here and were the ones who were created. And by the way, while after we took a break, I was talking to you about this, you know, there's actually in ancient Sumerian and Akkadian literature,
that's right,
there's the story of Enki and Enlil. And I know you know this well, but Enlil is portrayed as a harsh ruler who wants to control humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And Enki is portrayed as a benefactor who gives humanity knowledge and understanding, technology, and freedom. Well, according to the Gnostic documents and these teachings, they're teaching that the one that portrayed as the harsh ruler is Jehovah, the God that
and
we serve.
And Lucifer is the good guy.
And Lucifer's the
good
guy.
See, that's the deception.
And that's the reason
he
gave...
That's the deception. That's what we're talking about.
That's the reason he gave Adam and Eve access to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil so that they would know that they were being enslaved by this God and that they could become free moral agents and do whatever they wanted to do. That same exact philosophy, Gnosticism, Spiritism, Mysticism, New Ageism is getting ready to be spun, but on the heels, I believe, on the heels of this idea of interstellar, intergalactic beings who helped bring us or put us on this planet for good reasons. And when I hear Dr. Stephen Greer, and I have great respect for him because he's a brilliant man, but when I hear Dr. Stephen Greer at the Washington press conference just this last week make this statement that preachers need to stop calling these beings demons or even referring to them as demonic because it's going to make us look foolish.
Really? I didn't hear that statement.
He said it's going to make us look foolish.
So in other words, don't expose what the possibilities could be to this stuff that's being out there. Hide it and just let's go with the.
I'm going to give you the exact. I wrote down the exact words that was used in the last meeting that I was in. They're going to say, and I quote.
You're quoting, okay.
I quote, Christians, you were close, really close, but no cigar.
What?
And they're going to spin that the Christian idea of
traditional Bible,
Book
of Genesis, creation of heaven and earth by God, right?
Exactly. Angels, demons, all of this stuff was close, but it wasn't exact. And so therefore, and this was the wording that was used at this national press conference of disclosure, that we're on the verge of the age of a new civilization, the dawning of a new civilization. Mm. Perry, you and I heard those words in the 80s and 90s in the beginning of the New Age movement as it began to explode across the nation. Well, now we're hearing that once again, except this time, what is going to happen if all of a sudden there is craft or there are beings that are introduced or that come to the forefront, that present themselves, what is going to happen? And how are we going to respond? And then what are we going to say? And in fact, in one of the discussions, and I cannot remember where this was discussed at, so you'll have to forgive me, the question was, are we going to baptize them? Or are they going to baptize us?
Whoa.
And for those of you who think
that,
this conversation is absolutely foolish, most people don't know that the Roman Catholic Church and the Orthodox churches have already been, for over a year, preparing their leadership how to respond to this situation. And yet, the evangelical Protestant Christian movement, especially the charismatic Pentecostal Christian music, movement, has no idea how to respond to this and has no biblical
knowledge
for the most part.
It's like, say nothing about it and it'll go away.
Yeah.
That's kind of what
this is not going away.
Well, let me backtrack to something I taught years ago. I taught a video series, and it was a video, so that dates me, The Mystery of Giants and the Origin of Evil Spirits. Basically, I'm going to give you a summary in about 3 minutes. According to the book of Genesis chapter 6, 1 through 4,
right.
According to the Old Testament, naming Rephaim, Nephilim, Zumzamim, Anakim, all names of giant men that existed in the time of David and Moses. According to the time of David, there were five giants that are named. Lami, Ishbibenoth, Saph, the giant from Gath, with six fingers on each hand, six toes on each feet. Lami, the brother of Goliath. So giants existed. Where did they come from? Now, according to Genesis chapter 6, the sons of God, B'nai Elohim, took upon themselves the form of men. And when they did, they were able to sin the way men could sin. And they lusted after the daughters of men, produced a race called giants.
Right.
Moses in Genesis said they were men of renown. Goliath was probably about 10 foot tall back in the time of David, approximately. So these beings were on the earth. In fact, the earth had become so full of them that God had to bring the flood to destroy the giants. And according to one verse in Isaiah, you have to read it in the Hebrew, the giants or the Rephaim have no resurrection.
Right.
So in other words, when they die, their spirits go into hell. Now, you see people that have these life after death experiences. They talk about these giant men that are down there that are tall. These would be the spirit of the giants.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to get into that because
right.
that opens up an advocate. I'm writing a book on it to explain it. So I'm not even going to go beyond that. Now, here's my point. This is very important. Why did God send angels down for 2,500 years to teach men righteousness? Answer, there was no Torah.
Right.
There was no five books
exactly.
of Moses. Somebody had to teach them about God, creation, the universe, whom God was. These angels, when they sinned with the daughters of men, are called fallen angels in 2 Peter 2:4. That's the New Testament. Jude verse 6, the angels that kept not their first estate, he is bound in chains of darkness in hell. That word hell is not Gehenna. It is not Hades. It is the word Tartarus. Tartarus is the lowest compartment in the earth where these fallen angels are chained. Now, there were giants before and after the flood. We can understand the pre-flood giants that were slain
right,
and the fallen
right.
angels taken away. Where'd they come from again? Well, they came down, 200 of them, according to Jewish teaching, came down on Mount Hermon in Israel, mm-hmm. once again to teach righteousness, did the same sin, and had to eventually be taken out. Let's stop there. When you go, and it's all over the internet, in fact, it's overloaded with the ancient Sumerian tablets. When you go to the ancient Sumerian tablets, they talk about kingship came down, the gods came down, they had ships that could transport them. The Anunnaki, you hear about the Anunnaki, they ruled for 25,600 years. Now, that is basically what we would call early mythology. You can't base what you believe on that. And I want to make that very clear. There may be some truth that's in there, some nuggets that tell you history, but you must be extremely careful. It's very deceptive. Right. It's a lot of Gnosticism, and it's just a lot of teaching of pagan people. I will tell you this, however. In Genesis 1, woman, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2, it's without form and void. That's when God created hell, or Jesus talks about it. He created hell for the devil and his angels. God made a perfect earth, and I'm going to teach on this one day, but not today. Lucifer, that means a bright star, the morning star. He was over a group of angels on this planet before Adam and Eve were created. And when he rebelled, it's a long story, but when he decided to rebel against God, the third of the angels, that not all the angels were in heaven, some were on earth, but the third of the angels with him, he said, I will ascend into heaven, I will ascend in the sides of the north, and I will be like the Most High, I will go above the stars. He was on earth and went and led a rebellion in heaven, and he went before the throne of God with that third of the angels and was cast out. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. However, Genesis 3:15 says there is the seed of the serpent, and the seed of the serpent mm-hmm. is going to affect the seed of the woman, and right. they're going to have a clash. But the seed of the woman, who is the Messiah, will crush the head of the serpent.
Yeah.
Now, that's a prophecy. The seed of the serpent were the giants. And I don't have time to get into all this. I'm telling you, this is in-depth teaching. Now, here's a big one.
Here's a big one.
200 years before Jesus was born, the rabbis taught that when the giants died in the flood, they right. became demons.
Right.
They became the evil spirits that roamed the earth. Now, this is interesting. And again, I'm giving you two hours of teaching and trying to put it in 4 minutes. And so what I want to share with you is this, that when you see these unusual creatures, you only have three choices. Number one, it's a government creation. It's a hybrid creation
That's
that
right.
the government has messed with. They've mingled animals. They've done DNA. They cloned Dolly the lamb. They're cloning something, producing something
Which is,
weird.
By the way, mentioned in the book of Enoch, the book of Giants, the book of Jasher.
All of it mentions the mingling of seed.
The mingling
it's
of
there.
Seed. It's Daniel,
they did it,
Daniel
they
chapter
did it
2,
in the
verse
days
43.
Of Noah. That's it. So, or your second choice is, could some of it be angelic? Well, Ezekiel saw the wheel within the wheel with the eyes, which looks like, if you didn't know what light bulbs were or lights
right.
were,
right.
it looked like a UFO. And people have pointed that out.
Yeah.
The only third choice you got, if it's not natural, it's supernatural, it's either angelic, folks, or it's either satanic. And just as the fallen angels produced a race that were giants, something is happening in the spirit realm. And I told him on a program the other day, I said, you know, there were giants in the earth in David's day and in Noah's day, five giants in David's day, and we have five tech giants.
Exactly.
And when those tech giants produce AI with a person, mm-hmm. they put six fingers on their hand. That's how you know it's fake. There's an extra finger on
yeah.
every hand.
Right.
They did. I seen pictures. I said, this is crazy. Why is AI putting six fingers on everybody's hand when they make artificial intelligence video? Because the last giant mentioned it by the Lord's word, the word of the Lord in the Bible that David killed was Saph.
Or
yeah, Saph from Gath.
Yeah.
And he had six fingers on each hand, six yeah. toes on each feet.
Yeah.
There's the parallel of AI
and,
with six. I mean, it's crazy.
What even makes this crazier is the Bible says the last days, that the days of Noah will we once again resurge upon the planet.
Yes,
and
yes.
I want to read a scripture. Luke 21:11 says, in those days there'll be great earthquakes in divers places, famines, pestilence, fearful sights, and great signs shall be from heaven. And the Greek phrase is phoberta megala, and it literally means monsters in the heavens.
That's what Rick Renner told me. He said, that's the actual Greek.
That's,
it should be translated
right
as monsters will appear in the heavens.
Monsters will appear in the heavens. So what's it talking about?
Yeah. So what we're trying to tell you, and again, what we're sharing with you in these two programs, these two special programs on the subject, is there's going to be a lot of information released. There's going to be a lot of opinions about that information. Mm-hmm. There's going to be people that are going to try to counter the narrative that has been laid down by Moses in the Bible, in the Torah. They're going to try to take what they know and what they're seeing, that 15% that's mysterious, mm-hmm. and they're going to try to make something out of it to counter what we have believed.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Find you a church that teaches the Bible.
That's right.
Quit
Amen.
Playing games with God. In my church, starting this Wednesday night at the Bend in Cookeville, I'm going to start teaching, and I've got a 160-something page manual, and I'm going from the fall all the way to the resurrection, eternity past, yeah. eternity future, and I'm going to deal with all this. Find you a preacher.
Yeah.
Or somebody that will teach this stuff to prepare you for what is coming.
That's it, man. That's it. Well, let me just say very quickly, we didn't plan on doing this. We didn't know we were going to do this. I've already set my orders, not my orders, my resource offers. I've
right.
already set that
right.
by the time I'm taping this.
Right.
But we're going to insert our teaching in because I want to make available during our teaching the entire book of Revelation
yeah.
on DVD. It's 7 DVDs, 14 hours of
it's
teaching.
It's phenomenal. I got it.
And you've got, you've gone through it. Mm-hmm. And so if you'll watch and you're interested, if you're not interested in it, don't worry about it. Keep watching the program. Watch our YouTube channel. Keep up with us. We're going to teach you a lot of things that mm-hmm. may be new to you, but it's going to answer questions. Okay? But if you're interested in really knowing the time of the end from a biblical perspective, and we use maps, charts, videos, Greek words, history. Get our book of Revelation teaching Breaking the Apocalypse Code. But I'll be back in just a moment. It took me years of study to put this together. Several years back, we completed an assignment that the Lord had given me to take the entire book of Revelation and go verse by verse to explain it in detail for the body of Christ. This is the album, Breaking the Apocalypse Code. This is DVD. I also have a very special bonus legacy music special that comes with it. So listen to me very carefully. This is the most needed teaching right now for the entire body of Christ and for Christians everywhere. This is where things are headed. You need to know about it. There are 7 DVDs. They are 2 hours each in length, and it deals with the 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. The DVDs were a total of 14 hours. They were taught in a studio, and on the DVDs are maps, charts, scriptures, and pictures and video clips that help you to put the imagery together that John saw in the apocalypse. DVD number 1 is called The Apocalypse Code and Secrets in the Heavenly Temple. DVD number 2, The Heavenly Throne Room, The Priesthood, and the Beginning of the Tribulation. DVD number 3, The Two Witnesses, The Believer's Judgment, The 10 Kings, and the Antichrist Kingdom. DVD number 4 is called The Islamic Antichrist, The False Prophet, and The Empire of the Beast. DVD number 5, Explaining the Mark of the Beast, very detailed on 666, things I'm sure you've never heard. But we talk about 666, the great religious harlot, and Mystery Babylon. There's a lot of teaching going around that I disagree with. What is the actual city of Mystery Babylon? DVD number 6, the 1,000-year millennial code, and mysteries that are seldom sought about where we're going in the future. DVD number 7, The Abyss, when Satan is bound and the holy city comes down, and then we go into details about the New Jerusalem and the New Heaven and the new earth. The book of Revelation is the only book of the Bible that has a blessing put on it, that if you hear it and keep it and study the words, you are going to be blessed. Now, there's 2 ways to get this. First, you can order the DVD album and get the bonus legacy music special, or you can purchase the DVD teaching on a download and also get the musical CD on a download as well. Order the album and CD by calling 1-888-21-BREAD and request offer AP-155. If you want to mail in your donation of $75 or more, you can request the offer number AP-155 and mail to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. Or you can order video on demand at perrystone.org. Go there and follow the instructions. The offer also includes this beautiful 10 individuals that are singing 18 different songs, including Pam, my wife, and myself. Now, this teaching has things I will not say on television because of the nations that we go into, and we deal with the Islamic Islamic Antichrist and the Mahdi of Islam, and how he will fulfill the prophecies of Revelation 13, along with Isa ibn Maryam, not the real Jesus, but the fake Jesus that's coming in the future. You're going to learn a lot, so go to your phone right now or write me and order this powerful offer, Breaking the Apocalypse Code and the Legacy Music Special. God bless you. Well, I hope you enjoyed the program. I thought it was very interesting. And, of course, as time progresses, more information is coming out slowly on this. In fact, when some of these programs, not mine, not just mine, but others came out, they tried to put a clamp down on saying, don't release as much of this information. We know that as well. But I think whatever's coming out is coming out. So we'll see. All I know is Jesus is coming, and the angels are coming with him. And neither of those are aliens. Okay, anyway, just had to say that. So let's go over here and let me just share with you that we are going to have a 50th anniversary camp meeting the month of October. It's going to be the biggest camp meeting we've ever had. There's more about that later, but go to perrystone.org for more information. And what I'd like to do is share with you where we're going to be coming to. Our Mentoring Institute for Ministry is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, July 23rd through the 25th. More information on that at perrystone.org. Huntington, West Virginia, we make our annual pilgrimage to preach on Friday, two services, Saturday, and all day Sunday at Christ Temple Church in Huntington, West Virginia. On the 14th through the 16th, we're coming to the Family Faith Church, the Willis Campus, and we're going to be there on Friday, Saturday morning, Saturday night, and then Sunday morning we go to the Huntsville Campus, August the 16th, and we also preach at the Huntsville Campus on the Sunday night, August the 16th. And I want all you Texas folks to try your best to come and be with me there. Mercy and Grace Cathedral in Springdale, Arkansas, August the 22nd and the 23rd. And then we also are coming to Family Community Church, White Mountain, the Apache Nations. That's a great camp meeting we're going to have there, Pastor Kenny. And that's September 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I think, I'm not mistaken, that may be under a tent. The McKaysville Church of God in Blue Ridge, Georgia on September 26th and 27th. And I think that's a Saturday night and a Sunday morning. You can get more information at perrystone.org. We want you to partner with us in ministry with our brand new Legacy Club. It's the most exciting thing for people and for partners I've ever done in 50 years of ministry. And you can go maybe on our YouTube channel or on perrystone.org and look at the vault. Look at when I opened 5 vaults, okay? If you have not seen it, just watch the whole thing, and I'll explain to you what all of this is about, okay? So please keep that in mind. That should be out there somewhere, and you can look that up. But we have to do what we have to do in the time frame we have remaining, whether it's personal time frame or time frame relating to the time of the end and the return of the Lord. And so, people of God, keep standing, keep praying, keep giving, keep doing God's will, because we are going to see the King return and set up his kingdom. See you next week. God bless you.